The wonder of it all. Before I start, let me give my own Merry Christmas, y'all. Like Robin, when John called me and asked me would I share something, I said sure. I had been praying for opportunities where we live in Florida to teach, and nothing has come up. And when he called me, I knew that it was something I had prayed about and God was responding. So days later, I then said, wait a minute, now I have to do Christmas mornings, Christmas Sunday morning. All the nervousness came up, Robin, right? Anyway, the wonder of it all. For just a few moments, I would like to walk us through some ideas that come to me during Christmas. First of all, it's Christmas again. And for most of us in this room, we have experienced innumerable Christmases. And with each Christmas, we have a variety of feelings and expectations. Some of those expectations we put on ourselves, others are put on us. But we want to feel good about Christmas, but there's competing feelings that go on during the Christmas season. And those feelings can distract us sometimes. It was just about a week before Halloween. And Donna and I were walking into a Home Depot. Not to rub it in, but it was about 80 degrees. And that's all I'll say. But we were walking into the Home Depot, and I remember distinctly it was before Halloween. And as we walked in to pick up just a few supplies, the whole right side of Home Depot was decorated with Christmas and holiday stuff. I mean, from ceiling to floor. And my first feeling was, no, not yet. I can't deal with that yet. Instead of Christmas is coming, it was no, not yet. Or it was even a bit of, ugh, I hate that that's what Christmas has become. So we have these different feelings, and we can't ignore them, nor should we try to just say, you know, Christmas is just one thing, and I'm going to concentrate on that. It's many, many things. With those many things, the gifts, the decorating, the gathering together of friends and family, the coming to church, to doing all those things that we do during the Christmas season, we expend an awful lot of energy and we do an awful lot of thinking about what's going to happen. And we get excited. We do. And we should. For those of you that know me a little bit, you know that I love to read about history, especially U.S. history. And the reason I like to read about it is I can learn about what might happen next and what to expect. Because history gives us a basis on which we can understand things. And especially in our country, we have done some amazing things. We have experienced some fabulous things. We have also moved through some very dark and poignant times in our history, and yet we've come out the other side. So I love to read about a shared history that we all enjoy. When it comes to Christmas, we have a shared history. As believers, those of us that follow Christ, our shared history was displayed earlier with the characters of Mary, of Joseph, of the angels, of the Magi, of the shepherds, of the sheep, of which you guys were fabulous, of Herod. There's a shared history that we go back and we read and we reread that story a lot. Because we gain from the hope that those people and the angels had at what they were experiencing, the wonder of the time. But for us, it's a shared history. So when we read that Mary pondered those things in her heart, that was her way of dealing with the wonder. Joseph, when he said, "We need to go to Egypt. I need to protect this wonder." The angels could not contain themselves when they descended in the air, their feelings for what was going to happen. The shepherds could groundswell glorify God for what was going on. Everyone has different responses to the wonder of Christmas. We look back on it as shared history. As someone who appreciates history, I also understand that being an historian is like someone who sits on a horse, and the horse is moving forward, but the historian sits on the horse backwards, and it's watching everything in the behind to say, "Oh, that's what that happened. I wonder why." Or, "Look at that, what happened." So when we have a shared history, we are walking through our lives looking back. Or like Robin just mentioned to us right now, we have personal history. When we think about how God has shown up in our lives, how we have experienced the wonder of his presence in our life, or how we have experienced some disappointment because we wanted God to show up and he didn't show up perhaps like we needed him to. But we sit on that horse and we look back, and looking back allows our faith to grow. It can strengthen our belief in what has happened, and it can prepare us for what will happen. But as great as history is, it's not enough to sit on the horse backwards and look at what has happened and experience the past. Instead, it's important that we turn ourselves around on that horse and look to see what's coming. Because, like Mary and Joseph, like the angels, they got to experience the presence and the present. We get to look back on it, but if we turn ourselves around on that horse and we look to see what's happening now and what can happen in the future, that also should encourage us. It might make us a little bit uncomfortable, because I can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow in my life or yours. We plan on Christmas Day on Wednesday, but we don't know. But it is the wonder and the hope of living in the present that we should be experiencing, not just the past. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God has plans for us, plans to do good. His plans to do good. His plans to profit us in the way that he sees profitable for us. And he gives us that encouragement in Jeremiah, through Jeremiah, to not be afraid of the future, but to understand that God's future has been laid out for us. Also in the book of Isaiah, in chapter 40, we read that as God enables us, he empowers us. And that power sometimes lets us fly like eagles. Sometimes it lets us run and not be exhausted at all. And sometimes we walk and we don't faint. But the essence of that verse is that we keep moving forward. We don't stop. We don't get stuck because God doesn't intend us to be stuck. So shared history, personal history, and looking forward is the encouragement I want to leave you with for what's going to happen this week in your life and in my life. But some of you may know someone, or perhaps yourself, may sit there and say, I'm not sure I have that faith. I'm not sure I understand what's going to happen. That reminds me of a story that goes back in history, but not too far. For those of you that might be old enough, and I want to go lightly there. There was an actor in the 30s and 40s named W.C. Fields. So some of you may know him. He was a comedian. He lived the Hollywood famed life. He had a lot of money. He made a lot of films. He enjoyed a lot of bad relationships. And he had substance abuse issues. Near the end of W.C. Fields' life, he was in a hospital and he was dying. A friend of his came to visit him on Christmas morning of 1946. Wanted to see him before he passed away. And as he walked in the room, he saw W.C. Fields reading a Bible and holding a martini. Bit surprised, he said, Merry Christmas, why are you reading a Bible? I know you don't believe in God. And W.C. Fields looked up at him and he said, I'm looking for loopholes. You may be in a place in your life where you have regret or you have disappointment and you're looking or wishing that maybe it's not all true, like W.C. Fields. But W.C. Fields didn't find any loopholes because there aren't loopholes. What there are opportunities to hope in the wonder of God working every day since before the beginning of our time and not ending until he returns. The second advent. And that is what we look forward to, is the second advent, when Christ will come back. And we, if we are here, will get to experience the hope and the wonder. But if his return is delayed and we don't see that, we still have a period of time from today until we pass from this earth to experience God's presence, to watch him show up in our lives, to do wonderful things, to do miraculous things, to do soothing things, to cure us, to meet our needs, and to give us gifts. And so I hope that as we go into Christmas week, we all remember the wonder and the hope that comes with Christmas. Because if we have a strong faith from our shared history, in our personal history, and we have a current hope for how God is working in our life, it allows us to respond in love to the God who loves us and allows us to love him and to love our neighbors. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you are here. We know from too many stories, Father, stories that if I allowed people to stand up in this room, we'd be here all afternoon listening to how you've showed up. So, Father, we just say thank you. And we pray that you will give us the strength to live in the present, to experience the wonder and hope of your presence in our life. And if it be, Lord, that we would see your return to this earth to claim your prize. We pray this in your Son's name, in the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen.